Derek DeKirchhoff has included me with his colleague. They're writing up stuff on quantum mechanics, quantum physics, or Q-Tech. You know, ever heard of Q-Tech? He says, he's talking about one probable effect of rising quantum technologies is that they will be dubbed Q-Tech. So that is what I will call them in this mail. One immediate application will be that what I call the haystack search engine, instead of an analytical bit-by-bit processing, still the prerogative of digital systems, Q-Tech search engines will grab the whole search field at once, not merely finding the needle, but selecting it at once for immediate contextual usage. Is that a fact, what he's projecting?
No, what he's missing is he's missing the oscillators. You have to have the carbon to make the carbon become the oscillator, and then it'll work.
And
so
that's
brilliant that you're in. It's brilliant that you're involved because you're not going to tell them a goddamn thing.
Right, no, but what you just said, can you hear that sentence or we don't say that?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, that's fine. Just tell them you're not going to tell them a thing. You know too much.
Right.
The problem with you, boss, is you know too way too much. You went not knowing anything to knowing way too much. Just like that. Just like that. It's like,
Just like that. You went from zero to hero.
Just like that. Karen thought you were rude for all those years, and now you're writing her paychecks. We think it's wonderful.
Okay. Then he says, Q-Tech will be predicated on impermanence, not on continuity and stability. It will turn everything solid into fluid, malleable substance while maintaining enough features and characteristics of the original to keep it useful. More a matter of molding than carving. Is that an accurate statement by Derek, or is he just winging
it? No, you've got it. The coded alphas don't apply. You've got this all upside down.
Okay. Well, he's just entering the field, I think. So
QT10T22.53 × 13.72 × 5.08 is M55301-081W from an amendment. It's only 50 hertz. To 500 hertz. You can't go to 500 hertz and turn anything into liquid, for Pete's sake. The dip's only 14 on the 14 pin. You can't run it that way. If QT10 is 22.53 × 13.72 × 5.08, then that quantitative mass can't be more than CMOS 10. You got 15 volts of DC from a dual in line. The QT66T can't be 12.19 × 12.19 × 2.16. The QPL would have to be M55310-19TTL. It's a leaderless chip. You can't do that. Won't make it water. You can't hold your water, let alone make water. So you can turn anything from a point of fluidity, but you don't even recognize that pi has changed. So we think thou dost protest too much.
Well, as Tom Wolfe said to me on February 1999 in the first New York Canadian consulate presentation of McLuhan Matters, after I said my spiel, which you can see on YouTube. Well, there you have it. Well, that's what you have to think there. Well, there you have it. What
But now, we will help him, but you're not going to give, and you can be a part of it, do everything you want to do, but you can't give him nothing.
Yes, Derek, you know, you're not a member of the team.
But we'll help.
Yeah, let's say.
Now, we'll help. No. We'll help. He can ask any question he wants. We'll answer anything. We'll engage. We fuck with him. You drug him in here, so we'll fuck with him. It's fine. But don't think Bob's going to give it to you, because he's not going to give it to you. He'll help you, but he's not going to give it to you.
Yeah, because the stuff that he's thinking about, we're going to make. That's what these people don't understand.
You're already making, Bob.
I know.
So
we're already making this stuff, Derek.
It's just shits and giggles.
So
looking
good,
for a reason.
But, Derek, you're welcome to get to sort of come in, ask questions, talk about it, hear these answers, to sort of get an idea of what we are doing.
If you have thoughts, and if the China people don't slow you down, and if you find time, and if you can think wholly and have whole thoughts in the engagement and can wrap yourself around the largenesses, the vicissitudes that is your reality, however promulgated from your positional post of relegated reality. If you can fit that into your schedule, please welcome me anytime. Come on in. The water's fine.
Right, Derek. I enjoy your questions. They're great. Help me understand what I'm doing, or at least to get things from my own.
Nice. It does, because it makes things, it comes from a cleaner perspective, because what he isn't, Bob, is confused. He's a little deluded, but he's not confused. So that's
right,
good. Then. That's good, because it allows thought to kind of flow, and he's not stuck to it, which is beautiful,
right.
Because if you get stuck to it, then you're going to be a Lyndon LaRouche. You only go so far, you're going to be Lyndon LaRouche, and you're going to die right there. But if you don't get stuck there, come on in. Let's go. We tear it up on the weeknights.
Right. So I'll bring up, these are terms that we deal with a lot. So he has a nice paragraph here. So this will be the last part. He says, impact on time, space, and self, colon. So he says, regarding time, the present moment will crown all the other temporal possibilities, making truer McLuhan's jest or serious contention that, quote, everything is now, unquote. That's time. About space, Q-Tech, maybe you want to comment on that. Comment on that statement about time and everything
no,
is now.
No, there's not. Time is no. It's not now. You could say that, but you don't even know what we define now. Marshall McLuhan didn't even know what the fuck now was. He'd go. Yeah, he didn't even know what now was. He would go back to the sages or some empirical reference for some cholera-laced condition that you had to validate that this hooked up across roads from some Roman villa somewhere, that this was now when the roads intersected. We don't even know what now is, so to validate it doesn't quite hold your water.
Excellent. Okay, about space. Q-Tech may achieve teleportation, but that may also be pushing it. So take that with a grain of salt. The issue of self, we're going to get teleportation and even different or better than that, correct? It's not a grain of salt.
Even better than the sodium chloride that it's going to take to drive it. What has to happen is you have to realize that you're not bound to this realm in the first place. You don't have to have telekinesis to go somewhere else if you realize you can shift from realm to realm instantaneously. You don't need space travel to validate a timed experience if you're not judged by either.
Excellent.
That's a good word. That's pretty good.
The issue of self, the third point, is the most complicated because it may not be needed anymore. Even as digital technologies are already ridding our interiority of such cumbersome things as remembering, thinking, and judging, it may also dispense with our self in quotes. At first, it will simply emigrate in our digital twin, but since we will have already lost our cognitive autonomy by the time Q-Tech becomes really effective, our physical autonomy will fall under the control of 5 and other generations of G, or 5G plus. So there will be nothing left private, nothing but private, including our movements. You may well ask, should we, the people, stick around? Sure
well, exactly. We could blow that to death, but it's we the people. You don't know which we is the people, and you're worried about the whole condition. So the position of your condition doesn't know what condition your condition is in. That's like the Congos. Come with me now. You're checking to see what condition your condition is in. So you can't gauge that position because you don't know who you are, where you are, how you got there, and where you're going, and when you got there, and if you are. You recognize yourself when you arrive. If you're there, you didn't know you were there to start with. Rings it all back true all the way through.
But you agree the ascension process drops remembering, thinking, and judging, correct?
You know. You don't think, you know. There's a difference. It's an autonomic response.
Do you remember?
You know. Don't have to remember. You know.
All right.
Do you remember to go pee? Do you remember to go pee?
Yes. No, I know when to pee.
You have an urge, and then you go pee. Nice.
Right.
Okay.
So then
the good news is that's an autonomic condition. or an autonomic response. And that's what he's trying to say, the id drives.
Did you say id, I-D? The id drives.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
Is that a better definition of self, S-E-L-F?
We hope not.
Well, do you agree that we are getting
clever.
Rid of the self?
No, wait.
Are we...
You're supposed to laugh, but that was clever. We hope not that the id is not self. You get it? The id is not...
I don't know what
he'll
means.
Get.
He'll get that. Yeah. That's above your pay grade and my pay grade. It's not my grade.
Apparently.
Yeah. Okay, look. So this sort of almost cliche idea that the self, a lot of people say the self is going. This Dr. Ben Gertzler was saying that. No more self.
Mm-hmm.
And even Joe Rogan was agreeing. We are going to have a self, but a fuller self, a bigger self.
So they're prescribing you to become selfless. Then.
Yes, and you wouldn't support that. You wouldn't support
that. No, we want you to ascend, run your kingdom. Run your kingdom. Be God,
so
run your kingdom.
Right, so the literate idea of self, yes, that might be erased by electronic cells, the multi-cells and quadrophenia,
yeah.
But that is not our self, correct?
Well, quadrophenia isn't the problem. That may be the solution. If you could actually embrace quadrophenia, that would be self-correcting, wouldn't it?
Right. Excellent. So it's not so easy to dispense with self. There's a lot of tiger cages and traps in there.
It's tough being Bob. That's all we can tell you right now. It's tough being Bob.
You like that, Derek? Okay. Excellent, cool. Derek. So I will excerpt this for Derek and send it to him.
Happy day. tell him to keep his worky job and stay focused and be a free thinker and don't get trapped. Remember that the nearest emergency exit may indeed be behind you, Derek. We'll help you with the door latch.
Okay, that was a great session. Thank you very much, Ion.
You're welcome very much. Come back and see us sometime. Hey, you want to try and do something on Saturday? What do you think we ought to do?
If I my date doesn't show up, I'll be there.
Damn it. All right, good. We'll go. We'll tear it up. Happy day.
Okay. All right. Thank you.